November 1st, 2020, you're going to come outside and rehearse as if it is the engagement day or the wedding day. If you want that child to be married or to be settled, at least to be engaged before the next mother's summit, I want you to come and dance. Or it is you, you are the single person and you want to be married before the first. When I raise this song, do as if you are the Yahyawo, you are the Yahoko. You know, prophets can be funny, prophets can be weird. I didn't know I would do this, but the Holy Ghost is just impressing it. Just impressing it. I didn't plan to start from this. You will dance as if we have come to celebrate with you. So you will put the child's name. Tolu losi leoko, alleluia so, put the name of your child. You know you have to recompose it. Benga lo nse yawo or something. Saji lo nbe yawo ewo mi. Lo nbe yawo ile wa ajo wa. Not for me anyhow. In 2020, he is going to be extraordinarily kind to people. I have started praying about 2020 since last month. Because God said to me, Mama Shani on this one boy. Oh no, no, Mama Shani, I am going to be extraordinary very kind for people. If you are believing God for the blessing of the womb, or it is your child, join them. This is very prophetic. That's not how to carry a baby. I have 7 grandchildren. There's a way I carry them. Sometimes I put them on my back. This is prophecy. God is here. And we're not joking. Once I step on stage and I handle the microphone, I am a strange person. When I get down, you can do anything with me. This is prophetic. I am following the pillar. So carry the baby, adjust the baby. Our sons-in-law, our grandchildren, our own children will not die while we are alive. And that you will carry your own. On your days of joy, nobody will represent you. In the name of Jesus. Find a way to dance back to your seat. Sing any of those songs. Anyone? Anyone? I'm a man. in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And as one appointed over this movement, called the Mother's Summit, I decree that when your myths are harvesting grandchildren, harvesting graduation, harvesting weddings, harvesting joy, harvesting, come and see what my son just bought for me, you will not be mourning. Say that amen three more times. It is my honor to lead you today to pray. And the first part that the Lord laid on my heart after we have given him thanks is spiritual warfare. It's amazing to me, but that's what the Lord said this year is all about. Spiritual warfare. Instrumentalist, remain where you are. And the first prayer point I want you to pray. This is a prayer summit. We're not here to show off wig or anything. We're here to pray. So tell your neighbor, give me space. I didn't come here to waste my time. Please give me my space. You will decree anything that is giving me joy shall not suddenly give me self. Call the name of Jesus once and pray. We have started. We have started. In the name of Jesus, everything in my life that gives me joy shall not suddenly give me sorrow. Pray that prayer very seriously. My husband, my children, my grandchildren, my job, my ministry, my health, whatever is giving me joy. Whoever you may be, you better pray. Whatever people are looking at and they are helping me to thank God for. Whatever is a praise point in my life. Whatever is giving me joy. You look at Jesus, you are starting to give me sorrow. Divine insurance for my job. Divine insurance for my job. And you will be caused. We love your new call. I am your new job. My marriage will not be started. My children will not stop in the car. Whatever is giving me joy, I'm not stopping the keep me sorrow. You better take it seriously. You better take this serious. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I've been in the place of prayer for days, fasting. And then at some point, my prayer partners joined me. And it's been solid intercession and supplication for this meeting. And God told us that for Mother Summit Lagos 2019, He is going to give out 12 babies. If you are believing God, you better receive your own. 12. Minimum. 12. Minimum. God also told us that some mothers will be at this meeting and they have been crying. He said he's going to wipe their tears. The Lord also said that we should pray. I will try and interpret it to English. Where are you, Nifon Mother Miloro? That wicked people will not use your children to punish you. Maybe that's the least I can. You know, there was a year I raised a prayer point here that your children are arrows in your hand and not arrows in your heart. So I want you to pray. I don't know how you pray it if you understand Yoruba. Are you ni from Odamiloro? I shall not be barren in the evening of my life. In the evening of my life, I shall not be barren. mi o ni fi irun funfun sunkun lori omo. I shall not use my gray hair to weep over my children. It's a serious prayer. This is from the heart of God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wicked people will not use my children or grandchildren or whatever gives me joy to punish me. Taking on me, get here me, show me, come on me. Kali moseke yi breke se kali bado baba shanta nuba. Hey! Baba shanta nuba kasata. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. This guy is different. Whether you are behind the camera or you are at the registration desk or you are controlling the traffic, once I raise the prayer point, please pray. 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 I'm coming before the Lord. I'm coming from the presence of the Lord. Pray. The next prayer point. Let me explain. Maybe because when we were praying, it was really Yoruba. That's why I received these things in Yoruba. The load of two people. The load that two people have been carrying. We now suddenly be dropped on my head. You know, sometimes I say, mother, I say, go to your daddy. My husband is in US, is in the US as I speak now. I remember calling him yesterday. I said, yes, hey, how far now? Send that money now. Even when you have the money, there are some things you want your husband to do. He's very sweet. Those of you that are widows here, I'm going to pray with you. And it's so common. Or you are divorced or you are separated. I'm going to be praying with you. But for those of you that are married, pray this prayer very seriously. The load that two people are already carrying will not suddenly. That means you are canceling death. That you will not become a widow suddenly. Call the name of Jesus and pray that prayer. There are serious prayers this year. In the name of Jesus, my covering blood will not stop in this year. I should be able to watch you see me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon my husband. The blood of Jesus upon my son, William. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my sons. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my daughters. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my daughters in law. And when your major, we take Jesus and the conscious show. Pharaoh, Herod, you may kill anybody, but you will not be able to touch my dynasty. Let the blood of Jesus be our insurance. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Everybody sit down. If you have a child that is 30 and below, stand up. Join your hand with anybody that is close to you. Father, as you have instructed me, this is the time when I am praying for children that are 30 years and below. They shall not be wasted. They shall not be wasted. They shall not be wasted. We will not cry over them. We will not cry over them. Whatever evil arrow the enemy is trying to throw, I said it by the defender. 30 and below. I pray for you in particular at this time. Your mothers and grandmothers are standing up to represent you. We will not bury you. Because there was a revelation that hell has decided to just burst out to reach those people. Whether you're a man or you're a woman, you have a child that is 30 and below. Make sure you are connected to this prayer. Your children will not be wasted. Begin again will not be your portion. Your enemies will not laugh at you. your joy shall be full. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen one more time. Some of us are here to configure. Some of us are here to reconfigure. Some of us are here to prevent, so that there will be no need to be praying some prayers in the evening of our lives. So please take these prayers seriously. Psalm 13 and verse number 3. Psalm 13 verse 3 says, consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Many mothers are sleeping the sleep of death. Sleep of death. That's what they have been sleeping. That was the same sleep those two prostitutes slept. One slept and killed her child. The other one slept and her destiny was exchanged. You will not sleep the sleep of death. I said you will not sleep the sleep of death. Elijah chapter 66 and verse number 8. As soon as Zion travels, she breaketh forth. This is a delivery room. We are here to give birth. We are here to travail. And we are here to deliver. Your pregnancy will not be aborted. The pregnancies of your children will not be aborted. Are you ready to pray? So for the next 60 minutes, you might be standing up to pray. I want you to pray on this writing. You can write, but pray, because the angels of God are here. Pray. You can get the tape later. Please stand up. We want to pray now. Every voice giving instructions against my life, against my seed, against my joy, today I silence you. Turn into a prayer. Every voice, whether in the office, whether concerning your husband, giving instructions against our lives, in the name of Jesus, we silence you. We're going to be very fast. Maybe 10 seconds, you are done. Every voice giving instructions against our lives, we silence you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Everybody that wants to profit at my shame shall be disappointed. It's a prayer summit. I'm getting you prayer points. Declare it, make pronunciations. Everybody that wants to profit at my shame, she will be disappointed in the name of Jesus, because we will not be put to shame. My sin shall not be put to shame. My children shall not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. This year, I'm not separating it, because it's the end of the year. And I don't want you to just labor over your children and not over yourself. So, as you are praying for your children or your husband, pray for yourself too. It was so strong on my heart that women, you need to pray for yourself. Stop living only for your husband. Stop living only for your children. Live for yourself too. Because your husband and children are in transit in your life. Many women are in the mortuary today. Husband, husband, children, children, husband, husband, children, children. So this year beginning, as I'm raising the prayer point for your children, be including yourself too. I was at the 70th birthday party a few days ago, and the man of God that ministered said, from now on, parents, you too, eat from what you are doing. Leave only 20% for the children. Many people are older than their ages today. Children, children, children. And women in particular, we never, ever, ever retire. My children have started telling me now, Christmas, mommy, you know, we are going to drop them with you. Because they are traveling. As if I don't know how to travel. But what can I do? Wahala Yoni. I said, yes, bring them. Bring them. But me too, I said to them, send your nannies along. Send your house helps along. When I want to sleep, I want to sleep. Women, start living. Start living. So any prayer point I raise, pray for yourself, pray for your children, pray for husband, pray for yourself. Tell your neighbor, did you hear? So now you want to pray. You know it's a prayer summit. I can teach, but it's a prayer summit. And I'll still give you instructions at the end. Thank you, Your Excellency. I'll still give you instructions at the end, but I'll give you like 7 instructions at the end. But this is prayer. Get a neighbor. Hold the neighbor's hand. You will decree. I nullify every evil campaign against my opportunities. The two of you pray it. Anybody campaigning against our opportunities, against our doors that should have opened, in the name of Jesus, I nullify it. Every opportunity that God has for us, every opportunity for people to bless me and my children and my husband and my grandchildren, everybody that is campaigning against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Get another neighbor. You will decree our chances, and that includes you and your children and your husband, our chances to rise shall not be suffocated. Our chances to rise shall not be blocked. Anybody that is working against it, God will suggest you, I frustrate you. Our chances to rise shall not be suffocated. It shall not be blocked. It shall not be blocked. It shall not be suffocated. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Leave that person, you will raise your two hands to him and say, Father, I represent myself, my husband, my children, my grandchildren. Please send us strategic helpers. Our helpers shall not die. Our helpers shall not suddenly be angry with us. Oh, wow. I pray for the Felix and Jenji Matangasi. Send us strategic helpers. Our helpers shall not be confused. Our helpers shall not suddenly die. Our helpers shall not be angry with us. Our come and shield and fire for all of us. Rest them for us. Rest them for us. God, we need your help. Strategic helpers. Strategic helpers. Strategic helpers. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Now we want to change the gear and move to spiritual warfare. There are different kinds of mothers in the Bible. We just heard about Jochebed, Moses' mother. She had 3 children. The 3 children succeeded. Moses was a prophet. Aaron was a priest. Miriam was a prophetess. That was a mother. In Exodus chapter 2, you find her. There's another woman called Rebecca. She was the one that opposed her son's lifting. She said, over my body, Esau, will you ever rise? She was the household enemy. She was the one that stood on Esau's day of glory and said, you will never prosper. Who says that your mother cannot be against you? It's in the Bible. Even when Jacob said, Mom, let's not do this. You know I am here. My brother is here. He said, shut up. Let the curse be on me. I hate this boy. His marital destiny will not prosper. She began to stand against. They know you and they do you. I know some of them. And you won't believe. There's another mother. In the book of Mark chapter 6. Her name is Herodias. It was her daughter's opportunity to rise forever. That girl will have become the wealthiest heiress on earth. She couldn't forgive, so she transferred her pain to her daughter. Her enemy became her daughter's enemies. She said, don't ask for gold. Don't ask for houses. The man said, I will give you all to half. Do you know the meaning of half of the kingdom? She said, ask for something that will perish. After 3 days or 1 week, the head of John the Baptist will stink. Good for nothing. There are mothers like that. Ask for that. There are stories you should not tell your children. I'm telling you. Because you don't know who will help them. Sometimes God can use evil Merodach. 2 Kings chapter 25. God can use evil Merodach to help. When somebody is evil, it's bad enough. But if the name is evil Merodach, evil, the name is evil, and God still use the person. It's not every story. Yeah, no, like Bama. He knew like Bama. Yeah, but okay, yeah, no. An elderly person, don't he? And some of you are here. Let me tell you something. When I'm leading you to pray, I am also instructing you. There are people I can never befriend again in my life. Because they are befriending my enemies. The remaining thing between us now is what will take us to heaven. Bless you. We thank God for you. Because you are more dangerous for me. If somebody exits my life, I know where to place them. But you are there. You hug me in private and deny me in public. You are worse. So Mother would tell me, leave the gap, oh. Leave the gap. Oh, if I raise that point, I want you to pray this one. Don't forget this year, we are praying not just for your seed. You, your husband, we shall never meet the person we should miss. And we shall never miss the person we should meet. Pray, 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 pray in the name of Jesus. The Felix and Funke are they two more tribe. Every member of that tribe. We will never miss the person we should meet. And we will never miss the person we should miss. Hey, Jesus shall go forward. We will never miss the person we should meet, and we will never miss the person we should miss. We will not miss the one. The name of Jesus, we have prayed. The name of Jesus, we have prayed. Another woman, this Aryophoenician woman. Jesus insulted her. She said, it doesn't matter. This is for my seed. She stayed there. Rispa. In 2 Samuel chapter 20, 21. That one. She laid her children in state. Her children were supposed to lie her in state. She was the one that laid them in state. It will not happen to you. That was where I got that prayer point. That when your mates are harvesting, you will not be mourning. It's in that scripture of 2 Samuel chapter 21. She was now driving away flies. Flies that she should have driven away before. Mother serving that she should have attended before. Because now praying, blessing after death. Even if flies get there, if they don't get there, what's the sense? The children are dead. 7 children. She laid them in states. They were supposed to lie and say, Mommy, you did well. When your children are supposed to be taking care of you, you will not be the one taking care of them. If you carry gari to your children, it will be gari of joy. You know that kind of a thing. It won't be because they cannot afford it. Shout 3 amens. So the spiritual warfare is about to start, and it's a serious one. Serious. God gave this to me. Number one, we want to use the life of Paul to pray. Paul had been in ministry. He had been fantastic. He had done several things. And then one day, Paul said, I must see Rome. I want to go to Rome. One time I might have been to Rome before, because I wanted to see what Paul had in mind. It's an ancient city. It's beautiful. The streets are not like our own. The streets are made with stone. Stone. Some of you have been there. You know now. I know about Jane. Your Excellency. Stone. It reminds you of something. The day Saul made up his mind and he said it, that I must see Rome also, about 11 major problems attacked him. And I'm going to lead you to pray at least 7. Please. I'm not here to joke. From this moment, it's the unction of God on my life is scary to me. Because we want to bring judgment to some things. I want Cornelia, I want my father about her. I don't know why I'm speaking in Yoruba. Please forgive me. Number one, we want to come against in your life, in your children's life, in your husband's life, instigation and confusion. We want to come against it. I may try to explain. All I am taking is from the book of Acts, chapter 19. That's where I'm taking this, the 7 prayer points from. We want to do spiritual warfare. We want to come against instigation and confusion. In Acts chapter 19, the Bible says the whole city, verse 29, was filled with confusion. Just because the man said he must see Rome. And they caught Gaius, they caught this, and they rushed with one accord. Until verse 41, when God raised somebody.